Politicians on both sides of the aisle have identified religious freedom as a sleeper issue in the federal election. The campaign unfolded against the backdrop of Rugby Australia's decision to sack Israel Folau over Instagram posts condemning gays and others to hell. The federal government has committed to introducing a Religious Discrimination Act, but some MPs want it to go further and introduce laws which would prevent someone from being sacked for expressing their religious views. New South Wales Liberal Senator Concetta Fierravanti-Wells is one of those, and she joins me now. Senator, welcome.
Hello, Patricia.
Take me through what you're proposing. What do you want to do here?
Well, I think there are two issues here. I know that Barnaby has made comments in relation to the issue of employment and contractual law, but I think as the attorney actually said today, it looks like this is a matter that will be the subject of ongoing dispute. It's also a question of contractual obligations, and I know that this is an issue that we canvassed and looked at in relation to the changes to the Sex Discrimination Act that came about and were proposed as a consequence of the Wong Bill. The whole issue of employment is very much the subject of the referral to the Australian Law Reform Commission. And that is, I think, one of the issues that is a very complex one because, of course, it involves not just federal implications, but it has state implications as well. The other component, of course, is standalone religious freedom legislation, and that's really the issue that I have been focused on. Of course, during the election campaign, and Morrison ran an excellent campaign capitalising on Labor's dud policies, but I think as you correctly pointed out, underlying a sleeper issue was this whole issue of religious freedom and the importance that Australians of all faiths feel that they need to be able to practice their religion without discrimination.
So many employers, including here at the ABC, require their employees to publicly uphold their values. Why should people expressing religious beliefs be exempted from that?
What was very clear was that the inquiries demonstrated overwhelmingly that the exemptions which exist under the Sex Discrimination Act provided a very important framework within which religious schools have operated to manage issues and to ensure that gay students had been appropriately and pastorally taken care of. Now, those two inquiries, and most especially the second inquiry by the Senate Standing Committee on Legal and Constitutional Affairs, received more than 9,000 submissions about what we refer to as the Wong Bill, and that was the Sex Discrimination Amendment Removing Discrimination Against Students Bill. We had overwhelming evidence that was provided to the inquiry that the exemptions as they exist, well, two things. One, there wasn't discrimination against students, but that the exemptions provided that necessary and important framework for schools and other religious institutions to manage complex issues in a way that was appropriate. Now, those inquiries did not deal with employment issues, even though those employment issues were canvassed. The recommendations of the Senate committee was that it released its report, and we recommended that there be no changes to the Sex Discrimination Act and that the exemptions for religious bodies and educational institutions be maintained and that the matter be referred to the Australian Law Reform Commission for consideration.
Okay, so as you mentioned about Barnaby Joyce and comments he's made to a newspaper, he thinks the Israel Folau law, you know, if you can use that kind of language, is what needs to be dealt with here. Do you think the government needs to go further and deal with that?
Look, I think that we're dealing with two separate issues here, and the whole issue of employment is one that is very complex. It does canvass not just national but state jurisdictions, and that's why I think that the comprehensive referral to the Australian Law Reform Commission actually will cover these sort of issues. I think the issue with Israel Folau was the fact that you had the results of this election had their antecedents, I think, in the same-sex marriage debate. let's not forget that of the 17 federal seats where there was a strong no vote, 12 of those were in New South Wales, the majority of which fell in Western Sydney. 8 of the top 10 no voting seats were in Labor seats. And having been one of the leading advocates of no vote, and then Patricia, you had last year this whole issue with changes to the Sex Discrimination Act. And then in the middle of the election campaign, you had this Israel Folau issue, which heightened, I think, already existing concerns about incursions on religious freedom. And taking that down to the ordinary person of faith on the street, that perception that quoting the Bible may get me into trouble, I think created a further perception of concerns that religious freedoms were being affected. And so therefore, I sensed a very strong sentiment out there that it was important that Australians of all faith be free to practice their religion without discrimination, and therefore standalone religious freedom protection legislation is important.
Okay, that's interesting, because the Prime Minister had argued basically in favour of Israel Folau, changed his position subsequently and said during the election campaign that it's an employment issue, and really changed his view. What do you make of that changing of the view?
Well, I think it's a complex issue. It has employment overtones. It has faith overtones. Obviously, from the employment perspective, as I've indicated, Patricia, there are avenues where that will be pursued and will be pursued, I have no doubts, through the courts. But the other component of it, as I said, I think it's heightened what were already existing concerns, especially amongst faith-based communities.
Okay, so you want a strengthening of rights around religious freedom. So is it? Give me an example for people who are listening to this conversation. It's legalistic. What rights do you want individuals to have that they currently don't have?
Well, I think when we were discussing the issue of the changes to the Sex Discrimination Act, it's very important that whether it's a religious institution or a religious school, that they are able to go about undertaking their activities in a way that doesn't affect their religious ethos.
That's so that means, for instance, not employing gay teachers if it's against their religious ethos, right?
Well, that is, again, a contractual matter, and again, that was canvassed during these inquiries, where we had evidence from right across the board that we didn't see circumstances where teachers were being discriminated against. Because obviously, if you apply for a job at a religious school, there is a religious ethos. And as part of your discussions for employment at that school, then clearly that would be an issue to be canvassed. But what was very clear, and I go back to the comment that I made before, that the inquiries demonstrated that overwhelmingly that the exemptions under the Sex Discrimination Act provided a very important framework within which these religious schools could operate and manage issues relevant to students and also employment in an appropriate way. Now, specifically, those inquiries didn't address the employment issues, and those employment issues are now the ones that are to be considered by the Law Reform Commission, because they were issues that covered part of those recommendations that the Philip Ruddock Committee made recommendations about.
Both sides of politics had committed to preventing religious schools from discriminating against students on the basis of their sexual or gender identity. Does the government still support that? Do you support that?
Well, we've had two inquiries in relation to this where these very issues were discussed. And last year, as I said, there were inquiries specifically into the removal of these exemptions. And what these inquiries demonstrated overwhelmingly was that the exemptions under the Act provided a very important framework within which religious schools were operating, could operate, to manage these very complex issues.
So you think that should remain rather than the government trying to change that?
Well, it's very clear from the inquiries, and most especially the Wong bill received over 9,000 submissions about various issues, including issues going particularly to what we're discussing. And there was evidence right across the spectrum, including by many representatives from religious schools and people that were working in this space. And as I said, the report of the committee, which was delivered on the 14th of February, recommended no changes to the Sex Discrimination Act and that the exemptions for religious bodies and educational institutions should be maintained, and that these matters should be referred to the Australian Law Reform Commission for consideration, which I'm sure that they will canvass in detail for the very complexities that were not only raised in our inquiries, bearing in mind our not only domestic but international obligations under the international conventions that deal with protection of religious freedom. And so I have no doubts that the Australian Law Reform Commission will canvass all of these issues. The point that I'm making today is that I believe that it is now important that the recent election has reinforced the need for immediate legislative action to protect religious freedoms, and I'm very pleased to see that the Attorney General has today indicated that we are working towards that objective, hopefully in the very near future.
Senator, thanks for your time.
Thanks very much, Patricia.
That's the New South Wales Liberal Senator Concetta Fierravanti-Wells, and this is RN Drive.